Our scripture reading this morning, chosen by Calvin Henderson, is Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. We've listed in the program that Calvin Henderson is a custodian of Geneva, but he is more importantly a servant of Jesus. And in God's providence, when Calvin came in this morning, the person to clean the field house was sick. And so Calvin came this morning and first cleaned this field house. And now he comes to speak to those of us who are gathered. Calvin, please come.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. First and foremost, I got a scripture. I believe it's Psalms 135. It says that unless the Lord build the house, they that build it in vain. Unless the Lord keep the city, the watchman awaketh, but in vain. It is vain for us to sit up late, arise up early to eat the breads of sorrow. So the Lord give his beloved rest. I said that to say this, that your God, our Jesus, cares about every aspect of our life. There is nothing that he's not concerned with. Nothing is too small for God where we are concerned, his children, and nothing is too big. So remember that. Anything, everything, we can take it to Jesus. Before I forget, where my wife stand? So everybody see her. Amen. I'm humbled to be here. I'm honored that the staff saw something in me, saw Christ in me. And the greatest compliment you can ever give me is that you, although imperfectly, that you see some Christ in my life. Because I believe in the scripture where it says in Matthew 6 that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. Praise the Lord. I work in the custodian department. I want to tell you a little story. First, today's title is connecting to one another, connecting to each other. Okay, we are, as Christian, We are members of the body of Christ. So therefore, when we are born again, we are already connected. We live in an already kingdom. So, what has to be done is this connection has to be realized. It has to become a reality in our lives. I have a testimony. Like I said, I work in the custodian department. About 6 years ago, 8 years ago, I was working night turn in S&E. I didn't like night turn. I had to work night turn because I was towards the bottom of the seniority list, so they forced us to work night turn. I didn't like that either. And at that time, I was the janitor. That was my mentality. I was a Christian. I was a minister. But I was the janitor, the bottom of a totem pole. You know, poor janitors. I'm working S&E, didn't like night turn, didn't like being a janitor. Clean up the building. There's no one in there but me. Finish up, started out on the second floor. I had two bags. I got all the way up towards the front door and looked back, and there was juice, pop, coffee all over the floor. The bag was leaking, and I was upset. I was upset. Janitor was my mentality. I said, Lord, I am sick and tired of cleaning up everybody else's mess. I said, people have no consideration. They dump pop and everything in the bag and look at it. I said, I'm a janitor, janitor's mentality. I'm a janitor here, and I work part-time at a grocery store in Elwood City where I started out stocking shelves, but they found out that I could mop pretty good, so they gave me a mop. And I said, I'm a janitor there. And I said, Lord, I'm talking to the Lord. Maybe you say you can't talk to the Lord like that, but I guarantee you I didn't surprise him. I didn't sneak up on him. I said, Lord, ministers and janitors have something in common. They get no respect, no consideration, no attention until they mess up. And as only as God could. That portion of scripture that Dean Smith read. And becoming like us, becoming fashioned as a man, he became a servant, obedient to even death on the cross. And he said, then he was God exalted him. And I understood what the Lord was saying to me. I understood it. And at that moment, I ceased to be a janitor. That's what I do. That's not who I am. And became a servant. But even with that, it took years for that to become a reality. It took years for that to become real in my life. About 2 years ago, I did something that men in housekeeping just do not do. I volunteered to clean piers. No offense, guys. No offense. But there are a lot of showers, and there's a lot of steps, and it's a hard job, especially during bad weather. Now, no one in their right mind would do that. So I wasn't in my right mind. The Lord spoke to my heart, and I truly believe that he wanted me to do this. Now remember, I had ceased to be a janitor years before. So now it was time to put that in action by faith. So I told my supervisor that I was pretty high up on the seniority list then, so I could have chosen another building. But I truly believe the Lord wanted me to take Pierce. So I told my supervisor, I don't know whether he thought I was crazy or what, but he said, okay. Went over there and I developed a relationship with the students and with the RD and the RAs. And it was wonderful. So I served 1 year and I said to the Lord the next year, I've served my year. I served my year and that I was going someplace else. So I chose another building. A half an hour later, I went back to my supervisor and said, I have to serve one more year. I have to go back to Piers. So I went back to Piers. I'm saying this to say that to say this. Is that we, as a body of Christ, in Luke 9:23 says, if you would come after me, Jesus said, first deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me daily. You see, we are already connected as members of the body of Christ. And what has to happen is that this has to be realized. It has to become a realization in our lives. Paul speaks of in Philippians 3:10. You see, we are drawn, when we are convicted by the Holy Spirit, that we are indeed sinners in need of a Savior. And then we, in Romans said, we confess with our mouth, believe in our heart that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died, and he rose again. Thou shalt be saved. That's salvation. But it does not stop there. Christ talks about discipleship, counting the cost to follow after Jesus. It's not enough to believe that Jesus and God is who he said he is, but we have to believe that he can do what he says he will do. And the Bible talks about Abraham in Hebrews said, Abraham went out not knowing where he was going, but he went out by faith looking for a city not made by hand, but whose maker and builder was God. What I'm saying is that when we are born again, we are already connected. This has to become a realization. And how do we do that? We have to walk where Jesus walked. We have to trod where he trod. Paul talks about suffering, sacrifice. He says, I want to know him. Now, remember, we're already connected, but we need to develop our relationship with Jesus. We need to get to know him. And we have to trust him. And once Paul says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. John the Baptist talks of, said, I must decrease in order that God might increase. What I'm saying is that we have to sacrifice. But I want to know him in the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, that I might by any means be conformed unto the resurrection of the dead. Jesus wants us to become down here what we already are in heaven. We work that out horizontally. The more Paul says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Jesus is a pattern man. Now, the more we realize who we are in Christ Jesus, the more we will be able to love and care for one another. Because once I begin to realize who I am in Christ Jesus, then I can't help but love you. You can't help but love me. We may say that we won't forgive each other, but with the Holy Spirit convicting us, we can't help but give in. I'm running out of time. Praise God. What I'm saying is that the connection that we have as members of the body, there's a process that we have to go through. And it's not an overnight thing. It's a warfare, the spirit and the flesh. And we have an enemy. The devil does not want us to realize who we are in the body of Christ. He does not want us to get to the point where we will become sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit. But it's a work. It's a process. It's called progressive sanctification. Like a newborn babe. A newborn baby doesn't realize who they are initially. But as they begin to identify, as they begin to put things together, you give a newborn baby a toy, and it takes it and it plays with it, and then it hears the father or mother refer to the toy and then refer to the baby. So eventually the baby comes to the point that I must be the baby, and the toy must be mine. So the baby says, not realizing what the toy is, but it knows that it's mine. It's mine. The more we develop our relationship with Jesus, see, we have to develop our intimacy relationship with Jesus. The more we do that, the more we can say, the more we realize that Jesus is mine. And the more we take on Jesus, the more we take on his character and his nature. And having his nature and his character, realizing that we have his nature and his character, again, we can't help but love those who hate us. We can't help but pray for those who despise us. It's all about love. I don't know how to love you as I ought to love you, unless I have been loved. And the love that Jesus has bestowed upon me, it humbles me that a God, as Job said, who could make it the earth to hang on nothing, would take time to come down and take on a human body and take my place and die a horrible death on an old rugged cross for me. That's love. But I don't understand that love truly. We don't understand that love truly, and we never will until we get to heaven. But down here, what I'm saying is that as we take on the character of Jesus, as we learn to love like Jesus, and the devil doesn't want that. He does not want that. He wants us to hate one another. Ephesians says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and in high places. Again, we are already connected to the body. What we have to do is give of ourselves. As it says, as the scripture was read, think not only on your own things, but think also on the thing of others. Matthew 25, Christ talks about, I'm going to have to, is that he says to those that, he says, if you have fed the hungry, if you have clothed the naked, if you have visited those who are in prison, visit those who are sick. He said, if you've done these to the least of these, you've done this unto me. Other words, we are commanded to love one another. Paul also says that we got your salvation. He said, with fear and trembling. That means obedience, trusting God with fear and trembling, reverence. It says that because it is God working in you, in me, to will, to do, of both his will and his pleasure. In other words, God will help us to become what he would have us to become. He would help us to be what he would have us to be. He would help us to see that Jesus is real. That Jesus is real. I had more time, but praise God. Becoming what you are down here, becoming what you already are, is that this connection that we have has to be realized, and we have to travel the path that Jesus traveled, a suffering path. But Jesus has gone before us and conquered everything. Everything that was against us was nailed to the cross. He's touched at all points of our infirmities. So where we go, the road, the valley road we travel, Jesus has already been there and he has conquered everything. And so we don't have to worry. He said, I never leave you nor forsake you. But trust him. When the Spirit of God speaks to you, no matter how silly it might sound, if you believe it's the Spirit of God, then be obedient. That's the fear. That's the fear and trembling. And God will work it out. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, God. Lord, to come together and cherish one another, Lord, that we share with one another. And, oh, Lord, we're so grateful that you sent your son and died, that he took our place. We were guilty. But, Lord Jesus, you was willing to take our place, and we are so grateful. Teach us, oh, Lord, your ways, and unite our heart to fear your holy and righteous name. And, oh, Lord, watch over us the rest of this day, and we should give you all the praise and the glory in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You're dismissed.